And 6:06, it is clear and 35 degrees in Tulsa. We should warm today to 59. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. A Tulsa apartment fire sends six people to the hospital. Now, three of the six are children. The blaze was reported about 9 o'clock last night at the Bradstone Apartments. That's near 12th and South Quaker. The fire apparently started in Dolores Taylor's hot water heater. She tried to get her neighbors out.
I ran to every door. I beat on every door, everybody's door, and told them to get out, get out.
Audio courtesy of KJRH Channel 2. The complex is owned by the Tulsa Mental Health Association. The association and the Red Cross are working with those displaced by the fire. Meanwhile, Monday night's massive apartment fire at Manford, which left six people injured, was an accident. Oklahoma Assistant Fire Marshal Joanne Sellers says the investigating agent believes the blaze started in either a furnace or a hot water heater.
Agent has indicated that it was in the mechanical closet of Unit 20 on the upper floor.
The blaze destroyed the complex building and left four families homeless. Broken Arrow police have a most bizarre case on their hands this morning. Someone has tampered with human remains inside an above-ground tomb at the Floral Haven Cemetery. The body had been there for decades. Names have not been released because officials are still trying to notify the family. Planned Parenthood of the Heartland, which operates Tulsa's clinics, is still offering its services related to the federal Women, Infants, and Children's Program.
That's at the same time Planned Parenthood is suing the Oklahoma Health Department's commissioner for terminating its WIC contracts, which are up December 31st. Attorney for Planned Parenthood, Tamiya Cox, says other providers could have a tough time absorbing the new clients if the lawsuit doesn't succeed.
The wait to schedule an appointment in at least two of the Tulsa area clinics is more than 3 months, so that gets us past to our potential deadline.
The health department says Planned Parenthood's costs in providing WIC are too high, but the organization says that's because it stays open later and offers services on Saturdays. Catherine Roberts, KWGS News.
A new report indicates the United States will surpass Saudi Arabia in oil production within this decade. Cody Bannister with the Oklahoma Independent Petroleum Association says skills mastered here are bringing old well sites back to life.
Those same oil field technologies are being used here in Oklahoma in our historic oil fields, rejuvenating life in northern Oklahoma and southern Oklahoma and across the state where oil fields were sometimes considered all but depleted.
Horizontal drilling and hydraulic fracking are now the industry norms for extraction. While Vision 2 failed by healthy margins last week, Tulsa city leaders are convinced an extension of the Fix Our Streets program will pass next year. City Council Chair G.T. Bynum says a lesson learned in Vision 2 was failure of citizen involvement. He says there wasn't enough. And he says that won't be the case with Streets 2.
That's what we did with Fix Our Streets in 2008, and it was very successful. That's what Oklahoma City has done with their MAPS programs, and I think that's what we need to do with Fix Our Streets 2 next year.
The initial five-year period of Fix Our Streets will expire next year. On State Capitol Watch this morning, swearing-in ceremonies have been scheduled at the State Capitol today for all of the members of the Oklahoma House and Senate who were elected or re-elected this year. Our weather forecast, look for it to be sunny, but still rather cool today. A high of 59 this afternoon. Tonight, clear and cold and down to 32. Then tomorrow, all the way through Sunday, very pleasant blue skies with highs near 60. Now at 6:10, it is clear and 35. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.